Helping artificial intelligence comprehend program code. Where everyone is training AI to understand existing code, I created a simple programming language that the AI can understand. Which also means humans understand both the simple language and, more importantly, the code that the AI generates. Simple may even mean that AI can pull half a program out and start running simulations to trace bugs in the underlying functions. The language itself is just an FFmpeg filter graph implementation, which I called LOLS. It is a simple visual programming language that is described in shockingly terse text. But AI being so good at generating small functions, I asked AI to avoid higher order functions, like the generic filter map reduce, and made it think in terms of well-named application steps and procedures. Instead of a string of computer babble, the AI simply creates one well-named small function. Populate element. User data mutation. Broadcast change. Save to storage. These lower order function names make all the difference. The program steps aren't spread across geek gibberish anymore. They have English names that the AI can somewhat understand. They are mostly not reusable, but that also means that they are self-contained. They are black boxes that, in context of a specific application, do one thing and do it well. See, AI can generate and regenerate them with great ease. It can understand small, disconnected functions without any trouble. AI has advanced abilities here. It could tap into packets being sent between these functions to analyze them. But I don't think it will ever have to, no matter the program. AI just gets it top down from the visual programming language notation. I simply pushed programming into AI comprehension zone. Not functional programming, that was destroyed by higher order functions and the jazz like functors, currying, and monads. Partial application of arguments. Get out of town. But visual programming, not boxes, but black boxes, connected by cables, are precisely all the information that the AI needs to understand everything. So as long as it's all just mapped out in a single file, top down, the actions are basically skyscrapers, and the arrays of actions strung together is a map of a city. My trial of these high claims is converting FLARP into a LOLS-based program. FLARP is an application state manager and synchronizer, think Redux. It keeps track of what users are doing inside web applications. This is actually an enormous challenge. In reality, which is not like Redux, because application behavior must synchronize between browser tabs, but also servers, multiple browsers, multiple databases, and multiple users that can be using the apps at the same time. This is already madness. Data synchronization on this level requires a PhD. AI would require reading everything and then unit tests to make sure that it guessed correctly, and then no one would be able to understand the code that the AI wrote. But get this, the resulting LOLS program is 15 lines of code. Yeah. Beneath are all the functions where the AI continues to be confused by browser behavior, by race conditions, by when change observers announce changes and in what order. But the 15 lines of code was written without much effort or fanfare and withstood all logical tests by multiple AI. See, the AI was unable to fit the manager that it was supposed to translate into LALs into its context. Precisely because the manager was written the old way. This translation effort is actually a cruel challenge, but necessary. Before I give LALs a proper name and trim all the fat, and by golly, it's a tiny little program, I need to be able to smoke test it. I need to be able to see where it fails. And after a day of AI programming, it appears it does not freaking fail at all. Those 15 lines of code it generated were enough for another AI to come in and start inferring the needed code from function names. Another thing that I see in this unfair and cruel test is that the AI is not running in any circles. The 15 lines represent a hard target. There is nothing to run away here with. What I already see is a way of programming that has fixed all problems before they started. Yeah. This brutal translation challenge showed me what the code that needs to be written looks like. None of it is confusing. The 15 lines are a city and the actions are standalone skyscrapers. They do not rely on one another. I seem to have a zip file with a working state management system that synchronizes every which way already. But it's only been a day of testing, and it's way too early to figure anything out. So I invite you to unleash your AI on LALs and ask it to create a simplified version without any built-in actions, and then ask it to write your code, or create any of the examples from the agent's MD file. Though please remind it, as it borrows program architecture from functional programming, no doubt, that LALS is a text-based visual programming language. It is not functional reactive programming. It is cables and boxes, nodes and edges. It is clarity and simplicity.